second Avni Meluah is in Simen Yud Ches. It's Siv Katan Aleph, and it begins really with the first Gemara that we started with today, and that is Boy Menei Rav Mirav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. The man gives his wife a get. He says, Hayoim iatishti, today I don't want you to be my wife. Ulamachar atishti, but tomorrow I do want you to be my wife. So he made a shear in the get. The shear was the get should be a get today, but it shouldn't be a get tomorrow. What's the halacha? To buy the Rav Eliezer, to buy the Rabbanon. And the Gemara came out, Lamaskona, Basa to buy a Hadar Pashta. Rav said, Mestabra, Bain the Rav Eliezer, Bain the Rabbanon, keeping the Pascha Pascha. That the halacha is that you give a get. It's chal for today, and once it's chal for today, it's going to be chal forever. So bottom line is, if a man gives his wife a get, and says, today I want the get to be a get, tomorrow I don't want it to be a get, the get's going to be a get forever. It's a regular, full-fledged get. No chutz, bein l'Rabbi Eliezer, bein l'Rabban. What would be if a man is mekadesh and isha in this vein? He tells a woman, I want to marry you. Hayoyim at ishti, ulamachar I at ishti. So not he goes to his wife and gives her a get, Hayoyim iat ishti ulamachar at ishti. He goes to a pnuya and he says, Hayoyim at ishti ulamachar iat ishti. What would be the halacha? So it's a ran. The ran's a mesechtes nedarim on daf chof tes amid aleph. Now, there's a very famous ran in nedarim that discusses marriage that's on daf lamid amid aleph. This is not that ran. It's a different ran. This ran is on daf chof tes amid aleph. And the ran says as follows, that if somebody tells a woman, Hayoyim at ishti ulamachar iat ishti, the halacha is the kedusha is not a kedusha. They're not married. Why? So the Ran says like this. Because it's Mavur in Sugis Hashas, he quotes a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago. In Perek HaShelech, Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph, that if somebody sells his field, Bizman Shehayovel Noyig, so whether or not you chayv and bikurim, or not chayv and bikurim, you may be Vekayri, you may be Veinukayri, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish, and the Gemara says it's totally in the Shaila of Kinya Peretz Ke Kinyan Aguftami, or Kinya Peretz Lav Ke Kinyan Aguftami. In other words, says the Ran, it's Mavur in Shas, that if somebody owns something for a certain amount of time, the way we look at it is that he owns the Peros, but he doesn't actually own the Guf. If that's the case, says the Ran, if somebody would tell a woman, Hayoyim at ishti ulamachar iat ishti, essentially what he's saying is, I want to be kind to you, a Kenyan Peres. Says the Ran, you can have a Kenyan Ishus that's only a Kenyan Peres. Kenyan Ishus has to be the regular Kenyan Ishus, which is a Kenyan Agof. But to have a Kenyan Peres to get Kenyan in an Isha, or Isha Nitnis, that's not something that's Shaykh. In a field, you could have a Kenyan Peres. You could have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, Rishlokish, but the Kenyan Peres, Kenyan Agof, Tami, or not. But to have a Kenyan Peres in an Ishus, that's not Shaykh. And being that a Yoimat Ishti, Ulamachar Iat Ishti, would be a Kenyan Lusha. And Kenyan Lusha, Perek HaShelech, Gittim Em Chesam Ad Aleph, is a Kenyan Peres. You can't have Kenyan Peres in a Kenyan Ishus. So therefore, it's going to be nothing. In other words, what emerges is very Geshmak. What emerges is, Hayoyim Iat Ishti, Ulamachar At Ishti. I'm giving you a get for a day. That's a get forever. Hayoyim At Ishti, Ulamachar Iat Ishti. I want to marry you for a day. Das is garnet. So on the Gerishin side, it's a get forever. On the Kedushin side, it's not a Kedushin at all. I saw the Chasam Sofer right here, Masechtas Gittin, he says, Tzorichin, what happened to the Hekish of a Yotzeh V'Hoysa? What happened to Makish of Ayel Yetziyah? How could it be that the Kedushin for a day is nothing, and the Gerushin for a day is forever? And the way the Chasam Sofer asks the Kash is that if the Ran held in Svara, that's so poshut that you can't have Kedushin for a day, so we should say Makish Yitzia Lavaya. And if the Kedushin can't be a Kedushin for a day, Mitzad Svara, because it's a Kenyan Peris, you can't have a Kenyan Peris and Ishus. So the Chur, the same exact thing should have to be as it relates to Gerishin. But the bottom line is this is Dalach. So based on this Ran, here's the Avnei Meluim. The Avnei Meluim speaks at a beautiful, beautiful Aura. It's an Aura that we've mentioned in the past, a very, very long time ago. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ches Amud Beis. It says in the Parsha of Yibum, Yevama Yavi Oleo, that's the mitzvah of Yibum, Ulekocha Loi Leisha V'Yibma. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina. Why did the Pasuk say the words, Ulekocha Loi Leisha? Malamid, it's coming to teach us, Shemegar Shebegetu Machzira. That Yavam, that does Yibum, if he gives his wife a get and now wants to be machzir grushasai, the halach is he can't. Meaning, there would have been a havamino that once a yavam divorces his wife, at that point he can't remarry her. Why would there be such a havamino? Because every single yavamis case really involves an erva. the Yavama is always an Eish HaSach. Narvas, the Torah gave a mitzvah of Yavama Yavah Yoleh. So there could have been a tzad to think that as long as there's a mitzvah of Yavama Yavah Yoleh, so there it's going to be okay. But if you give her a get, you terminated the marriage, who said you can remarry her? Maybe it's Chayzev Enei or the Isra Eish HaSach, and it should be a problem. So the Torah said, Ulukacha, Melamed, it's coming to teach me, Shemegar Shemeget Umachzir. Because otherwise I would have thought that maybe if you give a get, you can't be Machzir at that point, you won't be able to remarry her because it comes back. It's Chayzev Enei or the Isra Eish HaSach. Freitah Eish HaSach, Kashin Yuvah Mestav Chesam Adeis. That in the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara thinks that the Isra Eish HaSach, even though it's not prevalent at the time of the Yavama Yavah Yaleh, but Kubi it comes back. Ad Kidei Kach, I need a Pasuk to teach me Shemegar Shemegetu Machzira. Why did the Gemara only say that I need the pasuk to teach me that if a Yavam gives his wife a get, he can remarry his wife? L'chura, you should need the pasuk to teach me that it's mutter for a Yavam to do a Bia Shnia. Because the mitzvah of Yibam we know is only the Bia Rishon. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says, Chayve Lavim, Achayletzes V'loy Misyabemes, Gzeira Bia Rishon, Atu Bia Shnia. So we know the mitzvah is only the Bia Rishon. So if the mitzvah is only the Bia Rishon, so l'chura, shouldn't I need a Riboy to teach me that a Yavam could do a Bia Shnia? And from the Gemara, it's mashma that I only need the Riboy to teach me Shemegar Shevegetu Machzira. But it sounds like for the Bia Shnia, this marriage itself, I don't need a pasuk. It's Freik Toysfiz a bomb kasha v'tema. Why don't you need this pasuk ulukacha loy leisha for the biyashnia? Why do I only need it to teach me shemegar shemeget umachzira? And Toysfiz says that you have to say that there's a svara that if the Torah was matter to be rishonah, probably the Torah meant to be matter to be shnia as well. Megar shemeget umachzira. For that, I don't have the svara, and for that already I need the pasuk. Abazok davni maluim a dover nifla, and that is. That we know the halacha is that kedushin is not toifis b'chayvi krisus. If someone's mekadosh b'chayvi krisus, the kedushin is not toifis. Rabbi Kiva holds that kedushin is also not toifis b'chayvi lavin. What would be if somebody was married and while he was married, all of a sudden his wife became a chayvi krisus? Or according to Rabbi Akiva, somebody was married and during the marriage his wife became a chayvi lavin. Would the marriage be terminated or would it not be terminated? So it's a Mefurish Rashi in Yevamis Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the very end of Perek HaChoylitz, where Rashi says that being that Kedushin is not Toifus B'chayvi Krisos, if a woman would become a Chayvi Krisos while she's married, it would be Paka the Kedushin. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is not Toifus B'chayvi Lavin, if a woman would become a Chayvi Lavin while she's married, it would be Paka the Kedushin. What's the context of that Rashi? Because the Gemara says that Hakol Moedim, everybody's Moedah, that if somebody has a child from a nida, or someone has a child from a soita, the halacha is the child is not going to be a mamzer. When is a child a mamzer? If someone has a child from a woman to whom kedushin is not toifis, so the halacha is the child is a mamzer. So according to the chachamim, if someone has a child from a chayvi krisis, the child is a mamzer. According to Rabbi Kiva, if someone has a child from a chayvi lavin, the child is a mamzer. A nida is a chayvi krisis. A soita is a chayvi lavin. So you would have thought that if someone has a child from a nida, the child would be a mamzer. If someone has a child from a soita, according to Rabbi Akiva, the child would be a mamzer. So the Gemara, hakom moiden, that if someone has a child from a nida or from a soita, bein l'chachamim, bein Rabbi Akiva, the child is going to be a kasha. Why? So Dr. Ashi, you know I know that. Because if you're going to tell me that if someone has a child from a nida, the child is going to be a mamzer, that means kedushin is not toifis benida. If kedushin is not toifis benida, every time a woman becomes a nida, the kedushin should be paka. If you're going to tell me that if someone has a child according to Rabbi Akiva from a soita, the child is going to be a mamzer, that would mean kedushin is not toifis besoita, because she's a chayvi lavin. If that's the case, every time a woman becomes a soita, the kedushin should be paka. It's not. You have a whole mesechta soita that deals with that, what you're supposed to do. So must be from the fact that the kedushin is not paka. When a woman becomes a nida or a soita, must be the kedushin's toifis. And if the kedushin's toifis, the child is not going to be a mamzer. In other words, any time a person is going to be mekadesh an isha, where the kedushin's not toifis, by definition, the math has to stem that if the woman would become the chayvi krisos, or according to Rabbi Kiva, the chayvi lavin, during the marriage, the kedushin would be paka. So said Avner Meluah Mamari de Gazach. Tosfos had a kasha that if the mitzvah of Yibam is only the Bia Rishayna, Gzeir Bia Rishayna to be a Shnia, so we know it's only the Bia Rishayna. So, L'chaira, what's the heter for a Yabam to do a Bia Shnia? And I should need the pasuk of Ulukacha Loi Leisha to teach me that there's a heter for a Bia Shnia. Yet the Gemara only brought the pasuk to teach me Shemagash Shabbatu Machzira. But L'chaira, Cheshvin, I should need it for the Bia Shnia. Zokta Avner Meluah. If that Havamina would be correct, that after the Bi'ur Rishayna, all of a sudden the Isser Eishazach would come back, you know what that would mean? It would mean that the Kedusha would be Paka. If the Kedusha would be Paka, why would Kedusha be Paka? Kedusha is not Toifis, but Eishazach. So that means the Kedusha would be Paka. If Kedusha would be Paka, that would mean that the Yibum, every single mitzvah's Yibum lechatchila, when a person goes ahead and a person does a mitzvah's Yibum, the Yibum is only for one beer. If the beer Yibum is only for one beer, so it comes out, it's literally Hayoy Matishti Ulamachari Atishti. And the Ran said in the Dorm Daf Chavtesam and Aleph, Hayoy Matishti Ulamachari Atishti, in contrast to Hayoy Iatishti Ulamachari Atishti, is Nishkan Kedushin. So every Yibum wouldn't be a Yibum. And the Torah says Yivam Yavo Yoleh. Yivam Yavo Yoleh means it has to be a Yibum, it has to be a Kinyan. So, Lachurit, by definition, it wouldn't be a Kinyan. Muzayin, it's eingebacht, it's embedded into the DNA of how Yibum works. That has to be a hetter, not just for Bi'ur Rishayna, but for Bi'ur Shniyah, etc. Where it's not muchach is that if he gives a get, that you could be machzira. Oh, that's why you need a pasik of ulukacha leilisha v'yiv masazok to avni meluim. Tais v'zayas takasha. That if there's a havamina, that this eishasach could somehow resurface, it could somehow be choyzev in air in the vernacular. So why do I only have that havamina that it's resurfacing if you're megarsha v'gatu machzira? I should have the havamina that maybe it's going to resurface for the b'yishniya. Zok to avni meluim, it can't be. It's mucha from the math of the way Yibam works, that it doesn't come back for the B'yishniyah. Because if it would come back for the B'yishniyah, then the Bi'ur Rishayna would also not be a mitzvah Yibam. Because Yibam is the Chakinyan, and it would be a Yoy Matishti Ulamachar I Atishti. And Yoy Matishti Ulamachar I Atishti, the Ran said in Dorm Chavtesim and Alf, again, in contrast to getting paid Dalek, what happened to Makash of Ayali Yitzi? But Gerishin is given to Paska, Kedusha doesn't work at all. If it doesn't work, then every Yibam shouldn't work. And from the fact that Yibam works, and it has to work, because Israel is not going to come back. When would it come back? It would only come back if you gave a get. That's the second Avnim Elul. That's the Avnim Elul in Yud Ches Aleph.